This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let's get real for a minute. Ever feel like your brain is constantly buzzing? Like you're chasing that next notification high, but it leaves you feeling drained and overwhelmed? Yeah, we've all been there. The digital world is amazing, don't get me wrong, but it can seriously mess with our mental well-being, especially when it comes to stress and anxiety. Today, we're diving deep into practical strategies for managing those feelings in the age of constant connection. First things first. It's okay to not be okay. Stress and anxiety are super common and they don't make you weak. But ignoring them is like putting a band-aid on a broken bone, it's just going to keep hurting. So how do we tackle this digital overload? Well, let me give you 5 game-changing strategies. 1. Mindful tech breaks. Think of your phone as that super exciting friend who always wants to hang out, but sometimes needs a timeout. Schedule regular digital detox periods throughout your day. Put the phone on airplane mode, step away from the screen and engage with the real world. Go for a walk, chat with a loved one, or simply sit in silence and breathe. 2. Curate your feed. Ever scroll through social media and feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to everyone else's highlight reel? Trust me, it's a recipe for anxiety. And follow accounts that make you feel inadequate or jealous. Focus on following content that inspires, motivates, or just makes you laugh. Remember, your feed should be a source of positivity, not pressure. 3. Master the art of saying no. We all have limited time and energy. In the digital age, it's easy to feel pressured to say yes to everything: emails, messages, meetings, events. But remember, saying no is a superpower. Protect your time and energy by politely declining requests that don't align with your priorities. 4. Embrace offline activities. Remember those things we used to do before smartphones became our constant companions. Reading a book, playing a board game, having face-to-face conversations. Those activities are gold for managing stress. They help us disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with ourselves and the people around us. 5. Prioritize sleep. Sleep deprivation is like pouring gasoline on an already burning anxiety fire. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, avoid screen time before bed, and make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Think about that last email you got that made you stressed, the one that just kept replaying in your head. You know, the type that could make you want to check your phone across the room. Don't do it, though. What if I told you that feeling of overwhelm could be a sign that you need a digital detox? Picture this. You're sitting at your desk, emails piling up, deadlines looming, and then BAM. You get another notification, no, just a quick check to see what everyone else is doing. But before you know it, an hour has disappeared down the rabbit hole of social media. That's exactly what I mean. The digital world can be like the sneaky friend who keeps inviting you to parties when all you really want to do is chill at home in your comfy pajamas. So how do we take control? Remember those strategies we talked about earlier. Mindful tech breaks, curating our feeds, saying no more often, they're all like little lifelines for our mental well-being. The key is consistency. Just like you wouldn't expect to get fit by working out once a year, managing stress and anxiety in a digital age requires ongoing effort. Let me recap. The digital world can be awesome, but it also comes with its own set of challenges. But remember, you have the power to manage those challenges. Take regular breaks, curate your online experience, prioritize sleep, and don't forget to enjoy those offline moments. You got this. Now I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to managing stress and anxiety in the digital age? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, please don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend who might need a little digital detox inspiration. Until next time, stay healthy, stay connected, and most importantly, remember to unplug sometimes.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.